I think that's a bone.
Bones.
And then fur.
Fur. Do we know what type of fur?
No.
About a dozen people from the community have gathered here at the National Park Service headquarters in Thousand Oaks for a monthly coyote scat party.
As a kid, I always enjoyed dissection, whether that was at science camp or just in high school dissection. I think that's still fun no matter what age you are.
Jacob Walker, a recent college graduate who's pursuing a career in film, is among the volunteers who are analyzing scat to learn more about coyotes' diet in an effort to reduce conflicts between both coyotes and people and coyotes and pets. He says he is not turned off by the scat.
I think it's maybe not a bad idea to like destigmatize poop, and so it doesn't mean you have to like do something gross or unhealthy. It's just like approaching it as a scientist would.
Like this stuff here is pretty uniform, and I can't tell if it's insect or plant.
Michelle Venegas, who also recently graduated college, is planning to become a high school science teacher. And she says dissecting scat is not repulsive, but rather quite fascinating.
Scat is kind of like taboo. It's definitely like, ew, gross, no, like waste. But everything poops. It's one of the five life processes. You produce waste. It's what living things do. So I think it's a really neat field of study to be able to look at waste and piece together the life of an organism through it.
That's what these citizen scientists are doing. They're using tweezers, picks, even pliers to dissect what looks like piles of dirt, but are in fact scat that has been sanitized from coyotes living in the Thousand Oaks area.
So you definitely have a rabbit, and this matches the rabbit. That was my first thought, is this looks like a rabbit foot, so you can see all the foot bones there.
Oh.
Justin Brown, a wildlife ecologist with the National Park Service, says they're finding that coyotes are eating a wide variety of foods.
Everything from fruits, to vegetation, to insects, to small mammals, things like black rats, which is an invasive rat, to squirrels. Rabbits are common. They're occasionally eating domestic pets. They really do eat a lot of things. Basically, if there's food out there on the landscape and they can take advantage of it, they will.
By studying what coyotes eat, he and other researchers will help develop guidelines that can advise land managers, scientists, and the public. For example, they may recommend what foods should not be grown nor left outside in order to keep coyotes away.
Coyotes have shown that they can live almost anywhere. They move in very quickly. They reproduce at very high levels. They're pretty much here to stay, so we have to learn how to live with them, and this information will hopefully help that.
The results will be compared to a simultaneous study happening in the Los Angeles Basin, where coyotes deal with more traffic, more people, and fewer open spaces.
I think I got like pits and seeds and things.
As for why the public is participating in this research project, Brown says it couldn't be done without members of the community pitching in.
It takes a lot of time to dissect scats and look through them. And so by having everybody help, it's just kind of a way that we can get a good sample size and hopefully answer questions accurately.
While these citizen scientists are making important contributions to better understand, manage, and conserve coyotes, many, like Venegas, are also enjoying it.
Another tool that I can gain to go out and keep learning about the natural world and like share it with other people.
One of the interesting findings so far is that coyotes in certain areas are eating a lot of figs and grapes. That tells researchers that those coyotes are getting into people's backyards or trash cans. In Thousand Oaks, Deborah Green, KCLU News.